This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Northeast floods.
This is an all hands on deck response.
Southwest heat.
Triple digits from California to Texas.
NATO summit.
Expanding both the size and the strength of the alliance.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Relentless rain pounded northern New England, and in Vermont, a disaster is just unfolding with several communities isolated by rising floodwater. CBS's Meg Oliver says it's more from the same system that dished out death and destruction in New York, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut.
In Vermont, a state of emergency as several feet of water flooded parks, destroyed homes, and rushed down roads and highways.
First thing I saw was my car underwater. This is the worst this has ever been.
Similar scenes in nearby Mount Holly.
Obviously, the driveway is gone. Our truck out front looks like it washed away a little bit.
Nikki and Jay Umel are stranded at their home after floodwaters overwhelmed their driveway.
When you look out the window and you see a 60-foot wide river going through your front yard.
Cindy Byers is cleaning up her yard after water surrounded her Stony Point, New York house late Sunday night.
We didn't think it was going to be that bad.
No, we thought it was just going to flood on the lawn like usual.
Her husband, Richard, had to be evacuated by boat.
In the West, triple-digit heat widens and tightens its grip. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
Today, above-average temps get into Denver and Salt Lake City. By the end of the week, it's going to make its way all the way up into the Northwest.
The forecast high in Denver today is 97. It'll top 110 again in parts of Arizona. In Southern California, several homes have been destroyed and more are threatened by a landslide in Rolling Hills Estates just south of L.A. Weber Yen's home has slipped and collapsed.
What used to be a second floor is now the first floor. I feel very sad and a big loss.
Experts believe earlier heavy rain may have weakened the hillside, leading to the collapse. Overseas, CBS's Nancy Cordes is in Lithuania covering the NATO summit.
President Biden arrived in Lithuania's capital to good news. NATO member Turkey suddenly dropping its opposition to Sweden's NATO membership.
This is a historic moment.
Protecting NATO's eastern flank from an increasingly unstable Russia is at the top of the agenda today.
Our pledge to be with you has not wavered.
And as Russia's assault on Ukraine enters its 17th month, leaders here say they'll unveil a long-awaited reform path today that Ukraine can take to someday join NATO itself.
On CBS Mornings, Secretary of State Blinken on the plight of Americans held in Russia.
Even when we have profound, very profound differences with Russia, that doesn't mean that we're not working to try to bring home Americans who are being unjustly detained. So that work continues.
Top executives from the PGA Tour are set to testify at a Senate hearing today on the new partnership with Saudi-backed LIV Golf. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
U.S. senators will question two PGA Tour officials who brokered the deal. As for LIV Golf, the company declined to have its executive, longtime golf icon Greg Norman, appear to testify, citing conflicts.
They're not just buying a team, they're buying the whole sport.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut initiated the probe to look into whether the Saudis are investigating so deeply in popular U.S. sports to soften the image of a nation long accused of human rights abuses.
The monarchy is taking over, apparently, this cherished, iconic American institution for the clear purpose of cleansing its public image.
And there is a bipartisan push to get answers from Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri.
Is this an attempt to get rid of a competitor? I want to know exactly what the financial stakes are.
The nonprofit research group that administers standardized testing says students across the U.S. fell further behind academically during the last school year. The analysis found that the average student will need more than 4 months of schooling to catch up in reading and in math.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Lawyers for former President Trump have asked for a delay in setting the trial date for the classified documents case, and a grand jury being seated this week in Atlanta will likely consider whether there will be criminal charges in the bid to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia. Overseas, correspondent Charlie Daggett takes us this morning to a close-up look at a medical clinic near the front lines of the war in Ukraine. He was there after major explosions were heard nearby from apparent Russian cluster bombs.
It's part MASH unit, part ER in a frontline town. First to arrive, wounded soldiers, then more, and in much worse shape. Then come the civilian casualties. An elderly woman begs for help, but priority goes to the unresponsive patients in what's now become a battlefield triage. Cardiac arrest, shouts a medic. Heart stopped for 2 minutes. Some already too far gone to save.
There's pushback from David Weiss, the federal prosecutor who's handled the Hunter Biden investigation. In a letter to a Senate panel, he refutes whistleblower claims that he was blocked in his probe, and he says he did not seek special counsel status. On the Health Watch, a just-released study on melanoma finds men of color, particularly black men, have worse survival rates than white men after being diagnosed. Dr. Ashley Weissong of the University of Nebraska co-authored the analysis that involved more than 200,000 participants.
White and indigenous men were more likely to develop melanoma in the trunk region, whereas black, Asian, and Hispanic men were more likely to develop it in their lower extremities.
5 Mexican tourists and a pilot were killed when their helicopter crashed near Mount Everest. Bad weather has hampered search crews. It was like father, like son at the MLB Home Run Derby last night. Vlad Guerrero Jr. does it on ESPN as Randy Arozarena falls short.
Oh. Popped it up, gotta have one.
I don't think he did it.
He did not do it.
Oh, my.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. will hang on.
Guerrero said later his daughter changed his mind about entering the event.
My daughter say, hey, daddy, go ahead. And I say, okay, I'm going to do it for you and for my family. So thank God I did it.
Vlad Guerrero Sr. won the Derby 16 years ago.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Northwestern University has fired its head football coach amid a hazing scandal.
Pat Fitzgerald was a Northwestern University football player and spent 17 years as head coach. Longtime sports journalist Lester Munson describes Fitzgerald as one of the most notorious characters on the campus.
People want to be with him. They want to have their pictures taken with him.
But Northwestern president Michael Schill says a school investigation found that 11 current and former players acknowledged that hazing was systemic, included forced participation, nudity, and sexualized acts of a degrading nature, and was well known by many in the program, though it was not determined whether Fitzgerald was aware of it. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Former West Virginia head basketball coach Bob Huggins disputes that he resigned his job. He's checked into a rehab facility after a drunken driving arrest. The school says it has no plans to reinstate the 69-year-old Huggins. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.